Ybor City was a historic district located just northeast of downtown Tampa. Established in the 1880s and populated mostly by Cuban, Spanish, and Italian immigrants, it became one of Tampa's premier gathering places for entertainment and some of the best handmade cigars in the country. G stepped off the trolley at the center of the historic city just after sunset. The humid air carried a mixture of scents, ranging from various ethnic foods to the ever-present aroma of cigar smoke from nearby shops. The sidewalks were beginning to reveal an increasing crowd of people as he made his way toward El Sol, one of the oldest and most popular cigar shops in the city. Pausing in front of El Sol, he looked into the storefront display window and then stepped inside.
"Welcome to El Sol, sir. Looking for anything in particular?" greeted the cheerful associate.
"Yes, something hand-rolled and full-bodied, please," answered G.
"Of course, right this way."
The sales associate led G to a glass walk-in humidor that housed the store's premium cigars. A small chime rang as she opened the door. An alluringly sweet blend of tobacco aromas greeted him when he stepped into the room. The associate showed G some of the more discriminating blends and explained the layout of the room, and then suggested he take some time looking around before choosing something he liked.
"If you have any questions, I'll be just outside. Feel free to look around and let me know if you need anything at all."
Closely examining a particular blend, G heard the chime again and assumed the girl had left the room. Even so, he managed not to start with surprise when he heard a man's voice behind him.
"The selection on this side of the room is a lot better," the newcomer said.
"Better than what?"
asked G without turning around.
"Better than the shit you're looking at over there."
G casually walked to the other side of the room where the man stood alone, keeping his eyes on the cigar display boxes.
"What's your recommendation?" asked G.
"My recommendation?
My recommendation is to get out of Tampa as soon as possible," he casually answered, lifting a cigar to his nose to capture the aroma.
"Your recommendation or someone higher in the food chain?"
"We're all on the same team, G. You may not realize it yet, but you're in the middle of a pending shitstorm."
"I'm not finished here."
"Suit yourself. If you change your mind, let me know. Meantime, try this one," he said as he looked at G for the first time, offering him a hand-rolled El Sol signature Dominicana Clásico.
"I particularly enjoy the Cameroon-wrapped smokes. I think you'll find this one interesting. The Toothy Leaf Dominican blended filler holds a special surprise. Let me know if it piques your interest."
The man turned and exited the room. G stood there holding the cigar, reflecting on the words of his elusive contact.
"I see you found one. It's one of our best," said the cheerful associate.
"I'll take it," said G, placing the cigar in his pocket.